spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? This week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we're in a celebratory mood. This edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is our 50th show to hit the airways and the internet that we're going to be celebrating with some great blues. Legendary bluesman, by the way, Grammy Award winner Otis Rush is our featured artist. We're going to be slapping a little Chicago blues on you, some Texas blues, of course. And here's a different one, some Pittsburgh blues. Need to stay tuned for that. So let's let the celebration begin. We're going to kick things off with Reese Winans' new album, Reese Winans and Friends, and what a couple of friends we got on this take. Warren Haynes is going to be doing the lead vocal and lead guitar. A little help on guitar from Joe Bonamassa, drums with Greg Morrow, and of course Reese Winans tickling the ivories. Their song is Take the Time.
Thought I'd be. Honey, I can see you sick.
legendary blues man Otis Rush is our featured artist on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today. Otis Rush became known in Chicago because of that slow-burning, long-bent notes that he hit on the guitar. Became known as West Side Chicago Blues. Otis Rush was born in Philadelphia, Mississippi back in 1934. He went to Chicago to visit his sister, who took him to a Muddy Waters performance. In Otis Rush's own words, "I flipped out, man. I said, damn, this is for me." And the rest is history. He had his first single, "I Can't Quit You Baby," a Willie Dixon song, back in 1956. Inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1984. Won a Grammy in 1999, Best Traditional Blues Album, and he plays some going. In 2015, Rolling Stone magazine listed Otis Rush in the top 100 greatest guitarists. So let's put an ear on this great guitarist, Otis Rush, our featured artist. His song recorded in San Francisco at a live performance, Otis Rush, Right Place at the Wrong Time.
Thank you. sour at the nearest neighborhood bar. Oh, I think I'll go out into the town. I drown my sour at the nearest neighborhood bar. I think I'll catch a train and ride. My destiny, God knows I've won.
Featured artist, Otis Rush. Live performance, right place at the wrong time. Otis Rush will be back with some more blues for you in segment two, so be sure and stick around. Let's put the needle down in the grooves for a double shot of the blues. Buddy Guy and Susan Tedeschi, one of the great blues duos we've got for you today. Their song's gonna be Too Many Tears. They're gonna be backed up by a band you might not have heard of called Common Heart out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Common Heart song, I think you're gonna like it. It's called Different Man. Here's a blues duo to kick it off. Buddy Guy, Susan Tedeschi, and Too Many Tears.
Just like rain.
Too
day, baby. Both of us will survive.
Let's be thankful for the love we share.
And not those tears we cry.
Too many tears. I cried in vain.
Too many tears falling down just like rain.
From the blues capital of Texas Panhandle, this is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
I'm a different man now, yeah.
our weekly feature, Then and Now, where we take a song from back then, and later in the show, we call that segment two, we play a more modern version of that same song. And we have a bit of a surprise for you that we're going to lay on you today. The song is Look on Yonder Wall, an original hit by blues man, the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James. You know, if you've listened to any blues music at all in your past, you've heard Elmore do Look on Yonder Wall many times. So for the then portion of Then and Now, we're going to bring on one of the original members of Fleetwood Mac. Back in the English days when Fleetwood Mac was actually a blues band, they had a guitar picker by the name of Peter Green. And that's who we're going to call on to take care of the then portion of Then and Now. Peter Green and the Splinter Group. Look on Yonder Wall.
Very old, famous blues tune song with the Enthusiasts, with Collectors, by Sammy Boy and Elmore James, called Look on Yonder Wall.
Through the wall,
said it was tough. I don't know why I never been a kid, but I never died here enough. So look around the wall, and my down my walk again. Got me another woman yonder. I love you, baby, but you just won't treat me right. Spending all my money on the street for that night. Look on down the wall, am I down the walking cane? I got me another woman, God, don't you want?
Peter Green taking care of the then portion of Then and Now with our Then and Now song, Look on Yonder Wall. That one's been recorded by just about every blues man going. Thought you might like that version with Peter Green. Coming up in segment two, Joe Bonamassa's gonna put the modern lick on that song, Look on Yonder Wall. Looks to me like it's time to go belly to belly and back to back with a double dose of the blues. Jeff Healey's gonna do an Allman Brothers song kicking it off called Whipping Post. Rory Block has made the blues charts with a song called He May Be Your Man. But here's number one of two in a row, Jeff Healey and Whipping Post.
Yeah. I've been such a fool. I have to stand by and take it all for loving you. I try myself in sorrows when I look at what you've done, and nothing seems to change. The bad times still the same, and I can't run. Sometimes I feel, sometimes I feel like I've been tied to the wooden poles. I've been tied to the wooden poles, tied to the wooden poles. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Well, he's yours, he's mine, he's somebody else's too. Said he's yours, he's mine, he's somebody else's too. And if you don't mind, I'll take him clean away from you. Now that man rocks me with one steady roll. Said he rocks me, yeah, with a steady roll. And when he rocks me, Lord, he satisfies my soul. that's your man, you better tie him to your side. Well, if that's your man, girl, you better tie him to your side. 'Cause if he flags my train, I'm sure gonna let him ride. Now don't grieve about me and don't run around. When it comes to good loving, he can really go to town. That's the truth, I declare I wouldn't lie. If I don't love my baby, gee, I hope to die.
Take a little pause for the cause here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Kicking off segment two is going to be Texas blues man Jimmy Vaughn. Of course, Otis Rush, our featured artist, is going to be back. And here's one for you, kind of an unusual pairing on a double dose of the blues. Big Mama Thornton and the Grateful Dead. How about that? Joe Bonamassa's going to put his licks on our then and now song, Look on Yonder Wall. And here's another great blues duo, a couple of kings you might not have heard before together, Carole King and B.B. King. It's all coming up right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Devlon Jones with Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and you can listen to him on UncleBuck.com. Thank you.
Texas Blues from Jimmy Vaughn, getting us back in the segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Jimmy's song was an instrumental called Hold It. Legendary blues man and Grammy winner Otis Rush is our featured artist today. Like a lot of folks that ended up being legendary blues men, Otis Rush was born in Mississippi, moved to Chicago in 1948, and was influenced heavily by Muddy Waters. Speaking of the word influence, Otis Rush did his share of influencing on his own. Otis influenced such great blues guitarists like Peter Green, that we heard on Then and Now in segment one. Also Stevie Ray Vaughan, Michael Bloomfield, just to mention a few. Otis Rush was a left-handed guitar picker, or guitarist if you prefer. You guitarists might get a kick out of this. Otis Rush often played with his little finger of his pick hand curled under the low E to get that unique sound of his. Being an old drummer, I didn't understand all that, but hopefully some of you pickers got a kick out of it. So why don't we give our featured artist, Otis Rush, an opportunity to show us what that little finger curled under the low E sounds like. This is a live performance of a great blues song, Crosscut Saw.
She wants me back again. I'm a crosscut saw. Drag me across your lawn. I'll cut your wool so easy. You can't help but say I saw. That really chops wood. You don't believe what I'm saying? Bury me in your wood. I'm a crosscut saw. Drag me across your lawn. I'll cut your wood so easy. You can't help but say I saw.
Bye.
featured artist Otis Rush and Crosscut Saw. Albert King also had a hit recording of that, but I think you'll agree with me that that live performance by Otis Rush, our featured artist, did us proud. Let's get into a double shot of the blues, and I would have to say this double shot of the blues is kind of an unusual pairing, in my opinion. Not a blues duo, but a double shot of the blues. Kicking it off is Big Mama Thornton, followed up by the Grateful Dead. How's that for an unusual blues pairing? Here's Big Mama Thornton kicking it off with Ball and Chain.
A little while back, that was called Ball and Chain. And the late and great Janis Joplin, she did it. So now I would like to do my own thing of it.
Thank you.
me, babe. I say you're gonna miss all of those sweet things. Say, I know you're gonna miss me, babe. Yeah, I know you're gonna miss all of those sweet things. And then you find out your heart'll be like mine. Oh, Lord, wrapped up like a ball and chain. Said it's got to last. I know it's gonna last. Woo-hoo! Great God Almighty. How for eternity.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Together we can make some honey that the world ain't ever known. Mm-hmm. my king bee. Want you to be my queen. I'm a king bee rider. Want you to be my queen. Together now we can make some honey like the world ain't never seen. Pull your car in my driveway. Cut your bright lights way down low. Pull your car up in my driveway, baby. Cut your bright lights way down low. Cause I'm fitting to wind up your transmission till your motor won't run no more.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you'd like that. Big Mama Thornton doing a Janis Joplin song, Ball and Chain, followed up by the Grateful Dead, who always did a little blues in their shows. Their song was I'm a King Bee. Earlier on our Then and Now feature, Peter Green and the Splinter Group did Look on Yonder Wall, taking care of the then portion. And we're going to call on Jobo, Joe Bonamassa, to take care of the now portion of Then and Now with his version of Look on Yonder Wall.
Let's go!
Joe Bonamassa taking care of the now portion of our then and now feature here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Look on Yonder Wall. Want to give some shout-outs to some folks that got in touch with us on our Facebook page and on our Instagram post. Father Tony Nash up there in Hereford, Texas, checked in. And from over in England, Derek DJ OK Bland checked in. Good to hear from Dirk Williams. Greg Copeland over in Germany checked in. Was good to hear from Jacqueline Dixon, the Dixon clan up there in Chicago. Steve Cleveland over at Sandspur Lake said, hey man, speaking of Dixons, he really dug that Willie Dixon tribute we did with our guest host, Tomiko Dixon. Way up in the Northeast, speaking of pickers, J.R. McGowan checked in. We heard from Patty Green. She had seen a picture of me on our Instagram post, me looking as good as I could next to my 1968 Barracuda convertible. She was wanting to know if that was a Valiant. No, Patty, that's a Barracuda convertible. Not many of them left, and old Uncle Buck's got one. Comes to that time in the show where we say it's time for two more before we go. What a two more we've got for you today to close things out. Here's kind of another unusual pairing. This isn't a blues duo. A couple of Kings. No, it's not Albert, not Freddie, but Carole King teamed up with B.B. King. Their song's gonna be Chains and Things. Backed up in this two more before we go with Taranzo Cannon. His song is Mrs. from Mississippi. But here's Carole King and B.B. King with Chains and Things.
After another one of those crazy dreams. Oh, nothing is going right this morning. The whole world is wrong, it seems. Oh, I guess it's the chains that bind me. I can't shake or lose these chains and things. Like everything is lost. I got a cold-hearted wrongdoing woman and a slave-driving boss. I can't lose these chains that bind me. Can't shake or lose these chains and things. Just can't lose these chains and things. Thank you.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuc.com.
Thank you.
And that just about puts a wrap on everything for this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. It's been a blast sharing some of my favorite blues with you. Hope you'll be back next week. By the way, if you miss a show, want to recommend one to a friend, everything we do is archived on UncleBUC.com. And you can also go there with links to our Facebook, links to our Instagram, and of course, we now have links on UncleBUC.com to get you into the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast. So until we meet again, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.